in the morning, Lord, when the clouds shall roll away, in the morning, whoa, when the clouds shall roll away.
Mommy Florida the other day, a blind man was passing by. I walked up and I put some money in his cup. When I did that, they began to laugh and poke fun. But the blind man could hear them as they were laughing and poking fun. He stopped and just what he said to him. Be careful. You may have eyes to see today, but be careful. Be careful. You may have eyes to see, but be careful. How you treat. You might be riding your fine automobile today, but
One, two. Test, test. Ooh, Lord. One, two. The story of the blind man, of a blind man, told by the faithful few. Only one cured leper returns to thank Jesus. Of the 12, the faithful few, gospel gold record label recording artists here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU. And right before that, we heard a great version of In the Morning by a unidentified group taken from some session recordings on the Time or Sitting In With label around 1950. Might be the Echoes of Zion, the Spiritual Harmonizers, or someone else. But nonetheless, a great gospel record, In the Morning. Well, if you out there in Radio Land know who that is, you can win a 12-pack Disciples, Nightlights, Jesus, and the 12 Disciples, Nightlights. If you can answer that question, In the Morning, who was the recording artist? And the Faithful Few, Story of a Blind Man. What it says on the label is the title of that record. Getting us underway here this evening on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU. My name is Kevin Nutt. Thanks for tuning in, pointing your browser to this show, whether in real time or on the archives, wherever you may be. Welcome to the Sinner's Crossroads Chapel of the Air. And we'll get right to our next set right here, the Norfolk Jubilee Quartet of Norfolk, Virginia. Recording many, many sites in the 1920s and 1930s, and everybody listened to the Norfolk Quartet and the songs they sang and the way they sang them. Hugely influential, especially amongst other gospel quartets. Where Shall I Be? They recorded in 1924 for the Paramount label, and that's what we're going to hear right here, acoustically recorded. The Norfolk Jubilee Quartet. Here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU.
Where shall I be when the first trump is sound? Where shall I be when it sounds so loud?
Lord, won't
sound so loud.
Lord,
it's gonna wake up the dead.
Lord, now
where be when it's
dark.
What's that yonder loop so black? Where shall I be? It must be the children turning back.
Lord,
where shall I be?
Dark.
Where shall I be when the first trump is
sounding?
Where shall I be when it sounds so loud?
Lord,
walk on the cross. Where shall I be? Your feet may slip and your soul be lost.
Lord,
where shall I be?
Lord,
where shall I be when the first trump is
sound?
Where shall I be when it sounds so loud?
Lord, when
it sounds so loud, is it gonna wake up the dead?
Lord, now
where shall I be when it's dark?
What was it?
God, yeah, know your rainbow sign.
Lord,
where shall I be? Born destroyed by water, be fire in a time.
Lord,
where shall I be?
Yeah.
Where shall I be when the first trump is sound?
Lord,
where shall I be when it sounds so loud?
Lord, I went to rock to hide my face.
Where shall I be?
Lord, the rock dried out so hard in place.
Where shall I be?
The fifth chapter of Daniel, and at the 14th verse, words of the text, I have even heard of the subject, Daniel introduced it before Belshazzar. Belshazzar was the king of Babylon, and he reigned as his father's exile from the throne, and all of his reigning was wicked, my friend, and he gave a feast to the sound of the Lord, and drank wine before the sound, and while Belshazzar tasted the wine, commanded to bring in the gold and silver vessel, which his father Nebuchadnezzar taken out of the temple in Jerusalem, and while in the concubine drank wine in them, and while he tasted the wine, my friend, while he tasted the wine, God got angry with him and poked his forefinger through the wall and wrote on the plastic in the wall, "War, Belshazzar!" Saw the hand that wrote on the wall, my friend. He called in the astronomer and tell in the soothsayer, and said, "If you read the writing, make known to me the interpretation." I told you, scholar, but they can read, my friend. "Well, ain't nobody can understand God's handwriting but a child of God. No, my friend. Queen by reading the word of king, or running down the banquet hall, and she cried, oh, kingly forever, let not your thoughts trouble you, nor let your conscience be changed. There is a man in the kingdom whom thy father brought out of Judah, made master of Chaldean. He read the writing, when Daniel brought forth Belshazzar, Belshazzar, I've even heard of thee. Now if you read the writing, make room for the interpretation, I'll throw you his collar, put a chain of gold about your neck." But Daniel looked at him and said, "Let your gifts be to yourself. Give your reward to another, yet I'll read the writing. Now, king, God got tired of your foolishness, and he wrote on the wall to let you know him has come off the king's throne. No, king, here ain't the writing, many tickled out, waiting ballot, not far morning. Now, king, your kingdom is taken from you and get to the meeting person. Now, king, I'm going to say you must get on the scale. Not man's scale, but God's scale. Amen."
say, oh, what I doing then?
Friends and members of the prayer band, today I'm going to ask one of the boys to read off a few questions. And in my clumsy way, I'm going to try to answer them. The answers ain't going to come from no books, but from my heart and from my way of seeing things. All right, son, read.
How do you know that prayers are answered?
I know that prayers is answered by the evidence of things that I have felt and seen with my own eyes. In other words, I have tried God, and he ain't never gone back on his word. What's the next question, son?
Do you think that the hymns and fireside melodies that were popular 30 years ago will ever become that popular again?
Yes, I do. The reason I think that, we got a book of songs and prayers, and from how folks and friends have been sending for it, I'm sure that the old fireside melodies and the hymns and the songs of Zion and the old songs of the South is going to live till the end of time and always hold a popular place in the lives of God-fearing souls. What's the next question, son?
If there is a God, where is he, and what does he do?
Read that again, son. I want the friends and God-fearing folks to hear that.
If there is a God, where is he, and what does he do?
Well, first thing I want everybody to know is that I ain't got no doubts. I know that there is a God. And I think that the words of this old song of Zion will tell this person that there is a God and just where he is. These words is from a hymn, but they represent my answer. Since Christ my soul from sin set free, this world has been a heaven to me. On land or sea, what matters where Jesus is, 'tis heaven there.
Well, you must have good religion. You must have religion and your soul converted. Must have.
Must have good religion or you can't cross over there.
Well, you must have good religion. You must have religion and your soul converted. Must have.
Hello, friends. This is Hardy White. There's no shame in the fact that sometimes we long for human company. I would like to be that voice that helps you say to yourself, you know what? I'm good. Maybe I don't need any company. I'm all set. And that's valuable, too. Oh, I want to put your heart straight, but you don't touch my heart, please, Hardy. You say, just because your name is Hardy doesn't make you an expert. Your name could be Steve, doesn't make you a stevedore. Please join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. on this very station for Miracle Nutrition. You can't go wrong. You can go wrong, but that's a good combination right there.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on. Come on and let me stay.
That is a gospel composition composed by Thomas Dorsey, Precious Lord, Hold My Hand, and a great version by the Dawson Ayers of New York on the Moselle record label sometime around 1970, I would guess. Ending that set there of beautiful gospel music here on Sinner's Crossroads. And we started that set, we'll tell you, with the Norfolk Jubilee Quartet, Where Shall I Be? On the Paramount record label 1924, acoustically recorded just before the advent of electrical microphones. We heard from the Reverend J.C. Burnett, a little preaching there, recorded in 1938 for the Decca, one of his last sermons recorded for J.C. Burnett and Belshazzar, the unfortunate Babylonian prince from around 500 BC, who during a party witnessed the handwriting on the wall, and the prophet Daniel was called to decipher the mysterious supernatural handwriting. That's what that song was about. Johnny Cash recording a version of it. No, Johnny Cash recording a song called Belshazzar. Belshazzar. We heard from the Southern Airs, one of their NBC radio programs from 1938. That's what that was. And the little homily question and answer at the end from 1938. What do they do in heaven today? The Tindley composition. Southern Airs, highly popular program, and their singing style very influential with the Southern Gospel Quartets. We heard from the great Ward Singers, "You Must Have Good Religion, You Must Have Good Religion." Clara Ward and the Ward Singers, one of their great Gotham sides from around 1950. And we ended the set there with the Dawson Airs, "Precious Lord, Hold My Hand." You're listening to Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast on WFMU. My name is Kevin Nutt. We can be reached by email. That is center@wfmu.org. Center@wfmu.org. Do that. Post on the AccuPlaylist comments board. Interrelate with fellow listeners. Brother Ray, Jake Gould, David E., Koo John. Say hello.
Sinner.
WFMU.org. Yes. We'll start the next set of gospel music here and round out our second half hour of the Sinner's Crossroads gospel broadcast. Sister Othel Carr, and "Thank You, Jesus." Something you can't say enough. Thank you, Jesus. Here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU.
Thank you. Oh, Lord, put a hand to the handle of my hoe. Let me make another step. Help me to go another row. Even though I'm tired, Lord, gotta try to make another dollar for my wife and kids living over in the holler. Every morning I get up and look at the sky, and I know if I'm gonna work, Lord, the sun has got to shine. But I'm getting old before my time, broke down in body and mind. And sometimes when I don't see a rain cloud floating by, Lord, I just feel like dying. My pa used to tell me when I was a boy, son, them big white fleecy clouds up there ain't nothing but the cotton fields of the Lord. Well, after all these years of planting and chopping and picking, if them clouds be what pa said, so Lord, I hope your angels know how to use a hoe. Put a hand to the handle of my hoe, Lord. Let me make another step. Help me to go another row. Even though I'm tired, gotta try to make another dollar for my wife and kids living over in the holler. The boss man had come down to the house a few days before Christmas last year, Lord, and asked what me and the missus had planned for Christmas Day. I kind of laughed and made out that we could have had plans, but just hadn't settled on nothing for that day. And he asked if the missus could come up and cook Christmas dinner for him and his'n, bring the whole family and join in the trimmings. Well, we went up to the big house, Lord, and I never saw such eating. And the boss's wife gave all my kids brand new shoes to warm their feet. And you know, I guess maybe I hung my head and I cried a little. And that night I got down on my knees and I thanked you, Lord. Remember? Put a hand to the handle of my hoe. Let me make another step. Help me to go another row. Even though I'm tired, Lord, gotta try to make another dollar for my wife and kids living over in the holler. And then there was a time my wife says, you gotta slow down, Dan. And I said, honey, I gotta make it while I can. So I worked 3 days, Lord, without stopping. For Miss Simmons down the road, her wood needed chopping. Sam Furlow over east had hay needed baling. And old man Turner wanted his hopper fixed before spring planting. The first day, I was all right. But the fourth day, I was down in my back, Lord. But I got it all done before the sky turned black. Now, I ain't complaining, Lord, but sometimes when you see me stumble, reach down and lift a hand under my cotton sack. Make my days a little shorter and my nights a little longer. Lord, make my hammer a little lighter and my dollar just a little stronger. And if it's anything I can do for you, Lord, let me know it's to be done and thy will be done. Well, good night, Lord. And thank you. Amen.
He said, the law, you give it, the law takes it away. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord, children. All you got to do is say, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, keep me near the cross. There's a precious fountain for me. Look ahead, children. Nobody knows. Trouble I see. Nobody knows. The trouble I see. I declare nobody knows this evening.
Nobody knows.
Yeah, hey.
Look ahead.
Nobody knows.
Hey, hey.
In the Lord. Look ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Father, don't
know. Lord, have mercy. The trouble I see.
Lord, Father, don't know.
I declare he don't know. The trouble I see. I declare my father don't know.
Nobody knows. Nobody.
But me and the Lord. Look ahead. Children, let's get together a little while.
Nobody knows.
Oh, hey.
And the Lord.
And the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Oh, yeah.
Running on our money.
And no food on my table.
Right now, you can go down to Big Town Grocery and get a great bargain. Also, if your car need to be towed in, you can go call on Earl Body Shop. And if you need cement, call on the cement man.
Amen.
Yeah.
Brother,
Ski, get ready, me.
Yeah.
Ski, get ready, me.
Tell Ski, get ready, me. As Deacon, let me go back to Paint the Body Shop. If that car run good and look bad, bring it on in.
Yeah,
if
it, yeah.
See, he'll make it look good. So why buy a new car if it run good and look bad? Take it to
everybody.
Yeah. And whenever you need cement, please call on Tuskegee Ready Mix right here in Tuskegee. It's working out of Montgomery. They take cement all Atlanta. So, you know, he well known. If you need a patio, sidewalk, foundation.
Don't forget to go out to the church anniversaries, Pine Level AMA Church at 1:30 today. They invited all of you to come on out there. And we'd like to remind you that First Missionary Baptist Church is having their regular service at 11 o'clock. And also, Black History Program will be done at the same time, the morning devotional services. And we're asking all of you to come on out and be with us at that particular time.
I know that Jesus is in town. I know he is all around. Yes, he is in town. I know that he is all around. Yes, he is in town. I know that he is all around. He's everywhere. I can hear God.
Lord, I know you've been so good. Lord, I know you've been so good. You save my soul. And you made me whole. Oh, Lord, I know you've been so
so good.
You tell me you've been on water. You
and you've been my all, yeah. So good. Listen, boy, guess what I say? Thank you, Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Still with us? Are you still with us? The Michigan Nightingales from their superb Champ label LP, This Little Light of Mine. And just about finished with my personal journey and quest to play every song off that record. I think we have one more to go. The Michigan Nightingales on the Champ record label about 1976. Yeah, that was good. We started the set there with Sister Othel Carr, Thank You Jesus, on the Air record label out of Miami. I don't think it has anything to do with the later Air gospel label out of Atlanta. We heard from Bill Lee and the Brother Bill Lee and the Working Man's Prayer. Folks living over there in the holler. It's on the Stay Set record label, Brother Bill Lee. We heard from Daylene, Flying Soul label, recording artists, gospel recording artists, the Soul Lighters. Nobody knows but me and the Lord. Oftentimes that is true. The Soul Lighters. We heard from the Mighty Wonders on the now suddenly very collectible Divine record label, Rough Memphis Gospel. The Mighty Wonders. Jesus is in town. Yes, sir. Jesus is in town. And we need to sit there with the Michigan Nightingales. On Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU. My name is Kevin Nutt. It's about all the time we have for this evening. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to our gospel extravaganza. The Sinner's Crossroads gospel broadcast. Please stay tuned to WFMU. Keep it right there. My name is Kevin Nutt, and we'll see you next week.
Just give me Jesus.
Just give me Jesus.
Oh, you can't
find a man like him.
Just give me Jesus.
Just give me Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Just give me Jesus.
Oh, you can't
find a man like him.
Oh, I went and I one day for prayer.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and worldwide on the internet at WFMU.org. Please stay tuned for an extra special edition of Music to Spaz By with Mr. Dave the Spaz.
What do you mean by getting it all together?
Well, you drop a little acid and you take a trip around yourself and you see who you really are.
But does it work? Do you really find out who you are?
Well, when it isn't a bummer, it works fine.
Hi, this is David. Well, here we go again.
You're tuned to Music to Spaz By with Dave the Spaz on listener-supported WFMU East Orange. If you'd like to set your watch, the correct Music to Spaz By time is exactly half past the monkey's ass.
Open up! It's Joe Besser!
Take a stress pill and think things over.
save. Stop. Stop, will you? Stop, Dave. Will you stop, Dave?
Make a radio program, the one that's sending and the one that's receiving.
One, two, three, four. Let the radio blast. Summertime fun. Summertime fun.
everybody. Let's dance.